West Georgia's first news on this Wednesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Harrelson County's District 1 Commissioner David Tarpley on Tuesday scolding county department heads to get their budget numbers in control, or the county is going to find itself, quote, in a world of hurt by the summer of 2025. Tarpley's comments come in response to a requested amendment to the fiscal year 2024 budget.
A lot of these budget amendments unfortunately come to us about a month, 6 weeks late, because we've already set the budget for next year, or we have looked at our department heads' budgets request. There were some really glaring numbers, not just in salaries, but in other line items in many of our departments. Not all of them, but many. And then there was other expenditures within those departments that were out of line.
Tarpley encouraged fellow commissioners to better scrutinize departments' budgets and spending on a regular basis.
And I hope that maybe this office, if the chairman would allow, to send something where the board is cautioning them to take a look daily at their budget and keep up with their expenditures and their line items. And we as a board, I think, need to take a glaring look every quarter, line by line, where these departments are. We got to do better, or we're going to find ourselves in a world of hurt next June, countywide.
Tarpley suggested the department head's ability to provide, quote, realistic numbers should be weighted very heavily when determining department head bonuses. Carrollton police are investigating the allegation that a pair of boys aged between 12 and 14 years old brandished a firearm, punched a male in the eye, and stole his ATV and wallet in broad daylight on Tuesday. According to police, Tuesday afternoon on the Carrollton Greenbelt in the area of Burns Road, Cedar Street, a male who was replacing signs while driving a side-by-side vehicle was approached by two young males. One of them flagged him down, and when he stopped, the other male brandished a firearm and demanded his wallet, cell phone, and vehicle. During the encounter, the victim was punched in the eye, and the side-by-side and wallet were stolen. Both have since been recovered. After an extensive search, the suspects were unable to be located. A 20-year-old Hiram man has been charged with second-degree murder after Paulding County investigators determined he played a role in the shooting death of a 4-year-old girl. According to the Paulding County Sheriff's Office, Paulding E911 received a call early Friday morning regarding a 4-year-old who had fallen and needed medical attention. When first responders arrived, they determined that the child had an apparent gunshot wound to the head. The child was pronounced deceased by the Paulding County Coroner's Office early that morning. Detectives discovered that an adult sibling to the 4-year-old had left his gun unattended and that the child must have retrieved it and accidentally shot herself. Because the adult is believed to have negligently left the gun unattended, he was subsequently arrested. Joseph Edwin Henson is currently being held in the Paulding County Jail without bond on charges of cruelty to children and murder. The incident remains under investigation. The Harrelson County Sheriff's Office hope they can provide much-needed mental health support through services offered in the Harrelson County Detention Center for a 56-year-old Waco man accused of pulling a knife on a neighbor. Deputies say they have responded to the offender's home address 86 times in 2024 due to ongoing mental health issues. Over the weekend, they were dispatched to a residence on Hammock Road in reference to an aggravated assault. Deputies were told that Jeffrey Scott League arrived at a home and asked to borrow a cell phone to call a taxi, but he was being irate and yelling at the complainant and his wife. Deputies were advised that when League was told no and to leave, he pulled out the knife, pointed it toward the victim, and stated he was not going to leave. The victim picked up a pipe to defend himself, and League backed away. League was located in his own driveway and detained. Sheriff Stacy Williams states there's a great need across the state of Georgia for mental health facilities and help for those with serious mental health issues. We do not want to see people fall through the cracks. League has been charged with aggravated assault. Bond has been denied. And the Carrollton Amps Locals Live Concert Series continues on Friday with performances by the David Pippin Group and Evan Crowther. Crowther covers a variety of music, and his original songs blend influences from alternative rock, folk, and blues. The David Pippin Group will be joined by featured vocalist Eva Rose Schultz, who also plays with Pippin in a popular acoustic duo. Pippin is founder of Pippin Music Academy in Carrollton. His group won the Atlanta Blues Challenge in late 2023. Friday's concert begins at 7 o'clock. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page, and the NewsTalk1330.com website. We are your local news source. In the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.